talk about the fact you didn't catch any fish, you would say, instead of saying nothing, you would say, did you catch any fish? No.
No, not today. Not
yet. Well, you're getting close, but not, it's not today. It's not
this time.
You talk about how many fish you caught, and you say not.
Not many. No, not.
You didn't catch any.
Oh.
Not.
No, I didn't catch none.
Okay. Let's see. You might have a Charlie having problems with, and for one time, he hasn't done anything, but it looked like he did, so you go, and you talking to him and scolding him, and he said, but why is she blaming me? I
haven't did anything.
Okay, fine. Now, if someone apologizes for breaking your rake, and you say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Just forget it or something like
that? No, I didn't like it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Right, okay. If a child was crying, you'd go up to him and he was saying, he was eating candy and he didn't give me
any.
Okay. Now, you're talking about a boy that's spoiled, and you're thinking, well, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble.
If a child is spoiled and he grows up, you say he'll have his trouble. Alone or? That one got me.
Okay.
Because I kind of got a spoil.
Yeah. Well, he'll have trouble
growing up or something like that.
Well, if you're saying one way or the other, you're talking about the possibility that he's probably going to have trouble. So you'll say he'll have trouble.
I'm stuck with that.
Okay, you're stuck. Let's see. If you're talking about plowing, and you're talking about the things that a plow makes in the ground,
mm-hmm.
You know, you turn around and look, and the plow has made.
Would that be a furrow?
Yeah. How would you say more than one?
Furrow.
Okay. Now, if you had a lot come in, if you had a good yield, you'd say we raised a big.
Crop.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
We cleared the land.
Okay. And then let's see. This is where you call the old dry grass that's left over on the ground in spring. What might you call that? All dry grass that's left
over. I know that's the name for it, but I don't know it.
Okay, well that's fine. I think I'll better know. What if for you cut more than once clover or grass, and after you've done it once, and then you do it one more time, so after you do it, what would you call the time that you do it one more time? You've done it one time, the first time, and then you do what kind of a thing to the grass again? This is real obvious, just what doesn't come to mind.
Well,
I
cut it the second time.
Okay, now what would you call that then? You got it, but you could say,